This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Recording. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I am Adnan Rashid. I am currently in Rwanda, in the capital city, Kigali. I am at one of the biggest mosques in the city, and this mosque is surrounded by a slum. You can see around me. There are a lot of households, a lot of people, and Rwanda basically is accepting Islam. The people from Rwanda are accepting Islam in big numbers, in droves. Since the genocide in 1994, the numbers of Muslims have grown from 2% to 12%. This is what we have been told lately. This is the situation here. Now, I have a very special gentleman with me. May Allah bless him. He was a pastor up to the age of 40. He studied pastoral curriculum in Congo, in a university in Congo, where he studied how to be a pastor. And he was pastor until he was 40. And then he was given da'wah by some sheikhs and du'at. And they explained to him why Islam is true and why what he was following didn't make sense. And he told us that even the pastors who were teaching at the school, at the university or at the institution, they knew sometimes when they were teaching, they knew it was wrong. What they were teaching didn't make sense, but they were still teaching because it was a matter for them to go with it because of money or job or whatever, right? So he accepted Islam, and when he did, his wife left him, and she left 8 children with him. And to this day, he's very steadfast. He continues to do da'wah. He's doing da'wah day and night. And at one point, he gave shahada to 1,000 people in villages. Right here at this spot where we are right now, he's telling me that average every week between 10 to 20 people accept Islam. So this is a very special person. Allah has blessed him with Islam. He left his pastoral position. He lost everything. He lost his job. He lost his money. He lost his wife for the sake of Allah. And to this day, he's dedicated. He's running a da'wah center right here in the masjid. And we are very, very pleased to see him. I just wanted to share the story with you because it's so inspirational. So meet with our brother who will give his advice because he doesn't know the English language. So he will speak to you in Swahili so that he can share his thoughts and his sentiments about this.
Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kwanza ni kumshukuru Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rehema yake mwendee mtume wetu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ndugu zangu wa Islam, kama vile ndugu yangu ametoka kuzungumza katika lugha ya Kiingereza, naitwa Alhaji Kamana Suleiman, ex-pastor. Nilikuwa pastor, lakini hivi mimi nashukuru Mungu niko haji, tena niko muislamu mhubiri, naita watu katika dini ya haki. Hakuna dini mbili, tatu, isipokuwa ni dini ni moja, dini ya Uislamu. Ndugu zangu, nawaambia kitu kia dawa, kazi ya dawa ni kazi nzuri sana, ndio ilifanya na mimi niingie Uislamu. Nimejua ukweli, utajiri wa kwanza ninayo hivi ni Uislamu. Hata nife leo kesho, nashukuru niko Muislamu na kufa niko Muislamu. Sisi wote tusaidiane kufanya kazi ya dawa, tupatie dawa nguvu, tusaidie dawa iende mbele, mwisho ushindi itakuwa ya Uislamu. Sababu Uislamu ndio dini moja Allah alipatia mitume wote. Mitume wote walikuwa Waislamu. Hawakuwa na dini ingine. Yesu, Muislamu. Musa, Muislamu. Nabi Ibrahimu, Muislamu. Nabi Nuhu, Muislamu. Kwanza kwa Adam mpaka leo, dini ni moja. Hii ingine yote, ndugu zangu, sio dini ya Allah. Allah alitupatia dini moja, ndio dini ya Uislamu. Nashukuru niko Muislamu. Natakufa niko Muislamu. Na napenda Uislamu na niko fier, ninafurahi sana kuwa Muislamu. Nilikuwa pasteur, leo niko Muislamu. Alhamdulillah. Nashukuru sana. Nashukuru sana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin.
I could feel the power of his words. I didn't understand what he was saying. I can understand words, of course, Islam, and he's talking about the prophets and why dawah is important. But I could feel the power coming from his heart. Wallahi, may Allah bless these brothers. May Allah continue to use them. And why am I making this video? I'm making this video for you to realize that this is an open world for you. You know, there are people here who want to learn about Islam. They want to know about Islam. They want to know about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They want to know about the beauty of Islam. You know, during the genocide in 1994, Muslims saved hundreds of lives in mosques. Many, many people who were victims, they were running into mosques to seek refuge and their lives were saved. Even the president of the country, he acknowledges the role of the Muslims, positive role the Muslims played in in that, during that catastrophe, right? So the point is, people here, they love Islam, they are open to Islam, and they are willing to accept if we are here to give them da'wah. And our brother, I thank him, may Allah bless him. He was a pastor until he was 40, Sheikh Suleiman. His name is Al-Hajj Suleiman, and may Allah continue to bless him. And now it's time for Maghrib, the Adhan is going on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and make dua for our Sheikh Suleiman, that may Allah strengthen him, and may Allah join our hearts and reunite us in Jannatul Firdaws. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.